A new census report released today finds Mexicans make up the largest segment of America's fast-growing Hispanic population. Other Hispanic groups also have grown rapidly over the past 10 years. While most Latinos live in the Southwest, many can now be found in less traditional areas such as North Carolina, Georgia, and the state of Washington, NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
Cinco de Mayo celebrations were held in many areas of the country last week, from Houston to Atlanta to Washington, D.C. Some 300 guests joined President Bush on the South Lawn for the first ever White House celebration of the date, which commemorates a Mexican military victory. The president spoke glowingly of the bond between the U.S. and Mexico and of those Americans of Mexican descent.
Decimos bienvenidos a la Casa Blanca, la casa de todos que viven en este país.
Welcome to the White House, he said, the home of everyone who lives in this country. It's the kind of outreach that's becoming increasingly common as politicians recognize what the census now confirms. The nation's Hispanic population has grown tremendously over the past 10 years, and most of the growth is due to a big increase in the number of people of Mexican origin. According to the census, there are 7 million more Mexicans in the United States today than there were a decade ago. This makes a total of about 21 million, almost 60% of the nation's Latino population. The census also showed surprisingly large growth among other Hispanic groups. Sonia Perez is deputy vice president of the National Council of La Raza, an advocacy group.
We've seen an increase in the Central and South American population, an increase in the Dominican population, so that you see just a slight change in the distribution overall.
In fact, nearly 30% of Hispanics now say they belong to some group other than the traditional big three, Mexican, Puerto Rican, and Cuban. There are many more Salvadorans, Guatemalans, and Colombians in the country than there were 10 years ago.
This data certainly underscore that it's very important to see the diversity of the Hispanic population, that there are people who've been here for generations and generations and people who may have arrived last year. There are lots of differences in terms of economic status, educational status.
Perez says some groups are worried about immigration policy, others about business ownership. But education and jobs are a common concern. Where Hispanics live has also grown more diverse. Most Latinos are concentrated along the southwest border. A majority still live in just two states, California and Texas. But the census also found growth in some unexpected areas. John Garcia is a demographer at the University of Arizona. He says many Hispanics are immigrants looking for work, so they've gone where the jobs are.
States like Arkansas and Georgia and North Carolina fall within those states that have experienced significant increase of Latinos. In the Rocky Mountain area, Nevada has seen dramatic increases of Hispanics, and largely because of Nevada, particularly Vegas economy has been booming in construction and other service-type jobs.
In Arkansas, he says, poultry processing plants were the big draw. While the actual number of Hispanics in some states remains relatively low, the percentage increases have been huge, almost 400% in North Carolina, for example. Garcia says this means major adjustments for many communities. Advocacy groups say some tensions are to be expected, but that politicians and policymakers are quickly learning that Hispanics can't be ignored. Juan Figueroa is president of the Puerto Rican Legal Defense and Education Fund. At a Washington news conference yesterday, he said the new census figures show Latinos deserve more political clout.
If you look at those numbers and then you compare them with the level of representation that we have either at the congressional level, nationally, or certainly locally by way of state legislatures, and most importantly, school boards, you will see that the gap is tremendous.
He and other Hispanic leaders promised a more active role in upcoming elections. But one thing the new census doesn't address is how many Latinos are non-citizens who can't vote. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.